Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. One of 10 finalists out of 36,000 applicants, Lee So-yeon was selected to be one of two potential astronauts from South Korea in 2006. Before this announcement, she had earned bachelor's and master's degrees in mechanical engineering from the Korean Advanced Institute of Science and Technology, or KAIST. She became a researcher at the school, using her microfabrication skills in the design, creation, and testing of DNA self-focusing microchips. After her selection for the mission to the International Space Station, she spent 15 months training at the Gagarin Training Center in Russia. It was announced on March 10, 2008, that she would be completing the mission, and on the 8th of April, she, along with three others, traveled to the ISS aboard the Russian Soyuz TMA-11. Spending 240 hours in space, she conducted 18 experiments for the Korean Aerospace Research Institute, or KARI. Included in these experiments were studies on plant growth, as well as 1,000 fruit flies that she brought with her in order to examine the effects of space on their behavior and genomes. Another experiment had her measuring the noise levels on the ISS, and she was also the subject of her own research, charting the physiological changes on her heart, eyes, and face shape that came from being in space. The return to Earth in Soyuz TMA-12 was marked with a poor re-entry, causing the astronauts to experience the force of gravity at 10 times the rate of Earth, and they landed over 250 miles off course. Earning her doctorate from KAIST in 2008, she continued to work at KARI on analysis of the data she collected, and as a public speaker on Korea's space and technology programs. In 2014, Yi resigned from KARI, citing personal reasons, including pursuing an MBA at UC Berkeley and a planned move to the United States. After earning her MBA, she sits on the boards of various schools and businesses, is the founder and director of a professional training and coaching company, and is the managing director for business development and partnerships at a medical diagnostics company. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.